This is Sean Halloran of Lost Celts. You're listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show 565.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster, and I want to introduce you to some amazing Celtic bands and musicians. The artists in this show need your support, which you can do by buying their music. You can find a link to all of the artists, along with showtimes and chapters for each song, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. Big thanks to the Lost Celts who introduced this show. You can find a link to them in the show notes. Wow, so my voice feels like it's still recovering. This weekend I had two gigs, one at High Card Brewery in Tucker, Georgia, and the other one in Iron Shield Brewing in Lawrenceville, Georgia, and this was their two-year anniversary, and so I was following a rock band, and I had to compensate. But it turned out it was a great show, so I had a wonderful time performing up there. I've been playing there almost every month since the beginning of the year, and I'm hoping that it will continue into the new year. So I think the next one I have scheduled is August 19th, so stay tuned for that. But I'm also hitting the road soon. Actually, I'm going to be going to Gen Con in Indianapolis and then Dragon Con with the Brobdingnagian Bards in September. So those are my two big shows. Also, I'll be at the Middle Tennessee Highland Games That's happening the weekend after Dragon Con in September. And I'm not actually performing at Atlanta Irish Fest, but the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is a sponsor. So stay tuned to hear about more of that. We're going to be doing some special features of the Atlanta Irish Fest starting in September. All right, let's get on with the show. We kicked it off with Jocelyn Petit. That was Transatlantic Jigs from her album, Wind Rose. Next up is the Lilies of the Midwest. This is Three Deer and a Hare and Penger Bon from Flora.
Spider powdered wig, where no wig should there be? must live a maiden's life when I bring my new bride home. Oh, how can I look maiden-like when a maiden I am none? For six bonny boys have I had by you, and the seventh coming on. Well, you will bake my bread, he said, and you will keep my home, and you'll welcome in my lady gay when I bring my. Silken towel pinned with a silver pin, so any she might wipe her eyes as she goes out and in. Well, 6 months gone and nine coming on, she has thought the time or she's taken her spyglass all into her hand, and up the high tower she has run. She has looked east, she has looked west, she's looked all under the sun. And what did she see? The Lord Thomas's ships, he is bringing his new bride home. So she served them the live long day, and she's thought the time o'er long. So she's taken her flute all into her hand, and up the high tower she has run. She has fluted east, she has fluted west, she's blown both loud and shrill, saying, I wish that my sons, they were seven greyhounds, was a wolf on the hill.
After the Lilies of the West came Kate Rusby with The Good Men from Underneath the Stars, then Holiday Reel by The Jollies from True Irish Spirit. McCassin and McDonald were after that with Fair Annie from their album Harbor. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to KelticPodcast@gmail.com. I always need your feedback. So if you are able to send something my way, KelticPodcast@gmail.com, I would really appreciate it. Send a picture. Just that. Take a picture of what you're doing right now and take snap and then just send it to KelticPodcast@gmail.com. Super easy to do. Donald Rice of the Pochin Band sent a couple thank yous. Mark, thanks so much for including our reel set on the upcoming show. Boatsman starts with me playing clawhammer style banjo, which takes a while to learn. Anyway, we appreciate being included on your wonderful podcast. I listened today from Sicily, where my wife and I are visiting some friends and their lovely cat, Ty Slan. He also wrote, Mark, thanks for including the photo of Pochin Band and our Irish polka set on the Courting Tales episode of the podcast. That picture was taken last year at the Old Crossing Treaty Park in northern Minnesota, where we played at the Chautauqua and French Canadian Métis Festival. It's a great multicultural festival, and we are booked again for this annual event in late August 2022. We are so proud to be part of the great podcast. Thank you so much, Donald, and thank you so much for supporting this podcast like you're doing. I really appreciate it. I always appreciate that with the bands as well as the, you know, you, the listeners. So thank you. Shell O'Toole emailed, Hi, Mark. I shared a link to your podcast page with the whole network of Irish musos in the greater Ballarat region of Victoria, Australia. I'm not sure how many members there are, but definitely more than a few. Hopefully you'll be getting more input from Australia soon. I'm a bit jealous you are in Scotland. One of my grandmothers hails from Ayr. I hope to get there one day and explore that fine country. Meanwhile, I'm loving the music from both Scotland and Ireland. Thank you so much, Shell. Thanks for sharing that with your peeps in Australia. I love it when we spread the word around the world. This is a truly spectacular podcast for that purpose, so it's amazing. Woodland Folk emailed some flower and foot photos. You can see what I'm talking about when you visit the show notes. And I also posted a photo from a run that I took on my most recent Celtic invasion of Scotland. My friend Steve and I, we ran around this estate where we are staying at, and they had cleared some trees up on top of the hill. So this is not the most dramatic Scottish of pictures, but it was a fun run. And you can see that picture in the show notes. Hoping to get some more of those pictures in the future. All right, next up is Erin Ruth. This is Lakes of Pontchartrain from her self-titled album.
Twas on one bright March morning I bid New Orleans adieu, and I took the road to Jackson Town, my fortune to renew. I cursed all foreign money, no credit could I gain, which filled my heart with a longing for the lakes of Pontchartrain. I stepped on board of a railroad car beneath the morning sun, and I rode the rods till evening, and I laid me down again. All strangers here, no offense to me, till a dark girl towards me came, and I fell in love with the Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. I said, me pretty Creole girl, me money here's no good. Lakes of Pontchartrain. treated me quite well. The hair upon her shoulders in jet black ringlets fell. To try and paint her beauty, I'm sure 'twould be in vain. So handsome was my Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. I asked her if she'd marry me, but she said this could ne'er be, for she had got another, and he was far at sea. She said that she would wait for him, and true she would remain till he returned to his Creole girl from the lake. So fare thee well, me bonny old girl, I never shall see more. But I'll ne'er forget your kindness at the cottage by the shore, and at each social upon the train. I'll drink a health to me bonny old girl at the lakes upon the train.
village of Kilgody, there's a maiden young and fair. Her eyes, they shine like diamonds, she has a long and golden hair. But the countryman comes riding right up to her father's gate, riding on a milk-white stallion, he comes at the strike of eight. Step it up, marry my fine daughter, step it up, marry if you can. Step it up, marry my fine daughter, show your legs to the countryman, show your legs to the countryman. Court your daughter, marry of the golden hair. I have golden, I have silver, I have goods beyond compare. I will buy her silks and satins and a gold ring for her hand. I will buy for her a mansion, she'll have servants to command. Step it up, marry my fine daughter, step it up, marry if you can. Step it up, marry my fine daughter, show your legs to the country, man. Show your legs to the country, man. Gold and silver, I don't want your house and land. I am going with a soldier, I have promised him my hand. But the father spoke up sharply, you will do as you are told. You'll get married on that Sunday and you'll wear that ring of gold. Step it up, marry my fine daughter, step it up, marry if you can. Step it up, marry my fine daughter, show your legs to the country, man. Show your legs to the country, man. In the village of Kilgory, there's a deep stream flowing by. On a marriage day at midnight, she drowned with a soldier boy. In the cottage there is music, you can hear her father say, step it up, marry my fine daughter, Sunday is your wedding day. Step it up, marry my fine daughter, step it up, marry if you can. Step it up, marry my fine daughter, show your legs to the country, man. Step it up, marry my fine daughter, step it up, marry if you can. Step it up, marry my fine daughter, show your legs to the country, man. Show your legs to the country, man. Show your legs to the country, man.
Thank you.
after Aaron Ruth came Voice of Allure with Galway Reel and Eel in the Sink from Ashley Nix. Then came Captain John Stout with Step It Out Mary from Love Abides. Planks to Catharsis was by Banshee in the Kitchen from their album Band O'Shees. Thank you so much, patrons of the podcast, because of your kind and generous support. This show comes out nearly every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show, allows us to attract new listeners, and to help our community grow. As a patron, you hear episodes before regular listeners, vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show. That's for as little as $1 per episode. For higher pledges, you can also get music-only episodes, free MP3s, and standalone Celtic stories when you become a song hunter. Special thanks to our newest patron of the podcast, Don Rice, Mary Siegel, Jim McNamee, and Melinda Simpson. Here is your three-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to songhinge.com. That takes you to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge every week, $1, $5, $10. Make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. I'm starting to think about next year's Celtic Invasion and where it's going to be. If you want to be the first to learn about it, sign up at CelticInvasion.com. The Har are going to take a very different approach to Wild Rover up next. This is from their brand new album, Where Old Ghosts Meet. It's very cool. Check it out.
I've been a wild rover for many's the year. And I've spent all my money on a whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store, and I never will play the wild rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. The wild rover, no, never, no more. My money was spent. I asked her for credit. She answered me, nay, such a custom as yours I can have any day. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never. Opened wide with delight, she said, I have a whiskies and wines of the best, and the words that you told me were only in jest. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. No, never. What I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they've caressed me as oft times before, oh, I never. play the wild rover no more. So I bought from her whiskey and wines of the best, and then lay on my back with the knife in my chest, as she took from my pockets the rest of my gold. And she stood there and laughed as my body went cold, and it's no, nay, never.
The shadows play upon us, the candle flickers free. Ah, brothers, hear me now. And when you're drawn and wasted upon the wretched sea, will you wish that you were back behind the plow? We are the 47 who sail in the morn. Ah, brothers, hear me now. Say, gather round beside me and face towards the horn, and listen for that far off distant sound. And through the night, the thunder is brandy, this ain't Lord Burton's gin. Ah, brothers, hear me now. But it soothes the restless spirit who never may again feel himself upon the solid ground. And there is a desperate fire that keeps us all awake. Ah, brothers, hear me now. We all know there's only so much more of this to take before the sun arises off the bow. Hear me now. And through the night, and to the rolling blue. Ah, brothers, heave away. I've never known a better bunch of bully lads than you, and we'll be back some fine and lucky day.
After the Har came the Border Collies with the track From All That from their album Sticks and Stones. It's kind of a flashback. I got them on the podcast many, many years ago, and they took a long break, and they have a new group called the Blarney Girls, which features some of the members from the Border Collies. But apparently the Border Collies are still playing, so I'm happy to get some of their new old music, or old new music, back on the show. After the Border Collies came Highlander Celtic Rock Band Australia with Hayward's Hound from North of the Wall. And finally, a new addition to the podcast, the Dreadnoughts. This is Roll and Go from their same titled album. A couple quick notes before we finish up the show. First off, if you want to vote in the Celtic Top 20, this is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode, and your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2022 episode. You'll find a playlist on Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube featuring some of the top songs that were voted on by patrons of the podcast. These playlists are updated 2 weeks after each episode is launched. So go follow the link in the show notes to find out more about that. Also, I do want to plug my own CD. I do have an album that is brand new called Selkuth. It features Sci-Fi-ish music. Selkuth means when everything is strange and different, yet you find it marvelous anyway. And I try to fuse Celtic sounds with my love of pop culture. So there's a link in the show notes if you'd like to find out more about it. I've had a few tracks on there on the podcast recently, so you can listen to those now. Finally, don't forget to get Celtic music news in your inbox. The Irish and Celtic Music Magazine is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. And if you enjoy any of the music in the show, please tell a friend. We're here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. They too have CDs, downloads, shirts, album pins, and much more. So go support one of the artists that you enjoyed in the show. I would greatly appreciate it. Or at the very least, drop them an email. Say, hey, thank you so much for sharing your music with the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. We're finishing up the show with Willows and Massimo Giutini with Over the Hills and Far Away from their album From Now On. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week. Sláinte.
They came for him one winter's night. The rest it he was bound. They said there'd been a robbery. His pistol had been found. They marched him to the station house. He waited till the dawn. And as they led him to the dock, he knew that he'd been wrong. You stand accused of robbery, he heard the bailiff say. He knew without an alibi, tomorrow's night would mourn his freedom. Over the hills and far away, for 10 long years he'll count the days. Back in her arms is where he'll be. Over the hills and far away, for 10 long years he'll count the days. Sure as the rivers reach the seas, back in her arms is where he'll be. Over the hills and far away, for 10 long years he'll count the days. Prisoner's life for him.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy, Celtfather. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher or on our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.